This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome to a brand new month. And every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour, we welcome our resident political analyst, Lenny McAllister, who wears many hats. The most important one, in my opinion, Lenny, is the one you have in education. Because a teacher, a coach can change a life every single day by what they say, what they do.
And they can, those lessons, Larry, and I really appreciate you bringing it up every Monday, because people don't realize the lessons you teach a kid sometimes 11, 12, 13 years old resonates with them when they're 50, 60, 70 years old. I came on these airwaves with Rob Pratt on election night and talked about my old grade school from Penn Hills from 40 years ago. And somebody called in and had the same experience. And the joy in our voices and on our faces from something that happened in the 70s and the 80s, those life lessons resonate. I don't think educators, whether you're in the classroom or guiding classrooms, including school boards, realize the true impact you can have if you do it the right way.
10th grade, Mr. Woffington, North Allegheny, speech class, wrote one word on my speech, flippant. I had no idea what flippant meant, but when I got the definition, I thought, oh, it's a way of looking at a thing and delivering it in a certain style. And I thought, wow, I didn't look at doing this speech as being that deep. But that got me into, really, it was probably the genesis for me to do what I'm doing now.
Larry, and real quick story. I 10th grade, Mr. Greg Mendes, Central Catholic High School, I wrote a paper. He wrote a comment on there and said, it's evident that if you put your mind to things, you can do pretty much what you want. Start applying yourself more. I took that assignment. I stuck it on my wall in my bedroom for the rest of high school and all of college. And I still remember that comment from Greg Mendes, Central Catholic High School, 10th grade, 1986-1987 school year.
Same with me. And the reverse can be true, too, for coaches and teachers.
I have those stories. I'm sure you do as well.
We all do. So a salute, because school's going to be letting out here for many parents. It's a whole new vibe, as we talked about.
Yes, it is.
What are we going to do with these kids all summer? All right, let's go back just a few days. So much has transpired in the course of the president's visit here on Friday to the Irvin Works of U.S. Steel. And prior to him coming, he had a sit-down in the Oval Office with Elon Musk, the wealthiest man on the planet, who has stepped aside from full-time at Doge, which he was leading. And it turns out he will remain a consultant, but he's going back to pay more attention to his business interests.
I think the initial plan was for Musk to stick around longer than this. I think that the public blowback, I think You couple that with some of the electoral losses. People have to remember that he got behind the judicial races in Wisconsin. That did not work well. The approval rating for Elon Musk in the Doge role, it was not high at all. In fact, he was the least popular public figure in the Trump administration over the last 6 months. Couple that with the fact that you had missteps with Doge, cutting people that needed to be brought back. The cuts were not as big as they thought they were. I think the total number was $150 billion. I mean, if you want to be, you know, cynical, that's one third of an airplane that Donald Trump just got over the last month. That's not a lot of money for all the chaos that happened and all the blowback that happened. And when you start talking about political capital and a president that watches the headlines more than most have, that was enough between that and the stakeholders over at Tesla for Musk to say, you know what, I don't really need this. I'm going to back out of politics. I will try to, you know, shape this as a win. But this really wasn't a win.
Yeah, and he suggested he did a sit-down one-on-one on CBS Sunday Morning, Elon Musk, and said that he felt, you know, he could feel it. Obviously, he was cognizant of the blowback that they were getting, but he said, we were getting blamed for everything, even things we weren't doing, which is typical. But that said, the president and Musk seem inseparable for such a long time. And then the jokes of people saying, well, who's actually running the show? I'm sure Trump didn't like that anyways. And then really over the last few weeks, you hadn't seen them together. There hadn't been much talk or references. And now he's just going to have a consultant role.
Well, number one, it was still closer to the election. People forget how much money Elon Musk committed to the Republican cause and Donald Trump in 2024.
In excess of what, $50
million? Yes, it was a heck of a lot of money at a time where people just were like, okay, the Republicans are going to get slaughtered in 2024. You know, this is not going well for them because Donald Trump is saying these things. And this time around, people remember COVID. People remember the tariff wars. This isn't playing well. Now, we have to remember, too, this was before Biden's debate performance, before the whole Trump candidacy had got reinvigorated after that debate. But with that said, you move away from the campaign, you move away from the election, and you go through the negative aspects of being affiliated with Elon Musk, which, again, another lesson learned. You can't run a company. You can't run a business like a company. You can bring mandates on a company that's privately owned and just push it through. With a government, with a constituency, there's always blowback and things you just can't control. And unfortunately, you had one businessman trusting another businessman, and those type of rules ended up playing against him in the early part of this year.
This is fascinating because I did read about back in the day, about 100 years ago, all the industrialists were influencing the government, naturally, because they had a lot at stake. And I believe it was Andrew Carnegie who was made... I want to make sure, because it's one of our industrial Pittsburghers, right? They did a whole story in the...
It probably was Carnegie.
He was advising the presidents, three of them in a row, when it came to economics.
Yeah, and it got to the point of time where, very famous story, where Morgan, Rockefeller, and Carnegie helped McKinley get elected. And that was their guy going into 1896, beat William Jennings Bryan, ended up winning the re-election in 1900 again, and it just so happened that they also kind of orchestrated that Teddy Roosevelt become vice president so they can bury him in his political career. Well, you know, there's an assassination up in Buffalo. Next thing you know, TR's president. And there came the blowback that came from TR that particularly went against Standard Oil, if we remember that story from the early 20th century. So there's always this dynamic of big business trying to influence policy because it benefits them. And they make the case that it benefits the country because it helps hiring and everything else. The flip side is there's always this blowback. And Larry, you go back over 100 years. It was there then. It's been there in the 1930s, going into the 50s. It's been there in the 80s, going into the 90s. There's this dynamic, and we saw it again with Trump in the earlier part of 2025.
And in particular, Elon Musk.
Yes.
That said, coming back, we're going to talk about the U.S. deal, Nippon deal, a partnership with Lenny McAllister and the Big K 19 News Radio KDKA from the Goldberg Persky and White News Desk. Here's David Baldorado.
Larry, a new detour this morning. This time it's in the North Hills. More coming up at 8:30 on The Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio KDKA.
Yeah, just spread them around. We've got plenty of those. Parkway East, McKnight Road, tunnels, bridges closed like the Heron Avenue Bridge.
You know the joke, Larry. What's the Pennsylvania state flower?
An orange cone.
There you go.
Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister. So Friday was significant. If it's possible, and it's very challenging to put politics aside for a moment, just talk about the economic impact. If U.S. Steel and Nippon did not have this partnership that was approved, then where would we be? We talked to a steel worker this morning, and they were under the impression that it didn't happen, that the plant would eventually close because they wouldn't have the finances to build and rebuild the infrastructure. And so we would lose all of it at some point in the near future. That said, $2.2 billion apparently will be invested, and it's a whole new world.
It allows this region, when it comes to the production of steel, to compete once again. And one of the things I mentioned on my show yesterday was, when we start talking about innovation, is it going to just be innovation in the plant, or are we now talking about innovation in these communities? Because that can spur innovation in the classrooms. Hey, we have to teach a different type of class. We have to prepare these kids for the workforce in a different type of way. Will it be innovative in regards to different types of businesses coming back in? Hey, we're going to have 2 and 3 shifts that will be happening more readily. Therefore, we get everything from diners to different type of goods and services. Those businesses, those entrepreneurs can come back. The importance of this happening, should it go through the way we think it's going to go through, it can spark innovation and entrepreneurship, not just in the plant. And that's where local leaders, elected leaders on school boards and local city councils, but also entrepreneurs, people that make economic things happen, really need to look at what happened Friday, make sure it gets done, and then say, what do we do proactively to make this a win of multiplicity?
The new Pittsburgh International Airport, which is almost done in terms of infrastructure, it technically is. It's all the testing they'll do and final touches. But all of those workers who work for the last several years will now have locally another opportunity to stay here, work here. And we're talking about thousands of construction jobs to help support this building of their new infrastructure.
Now, it's interesting you said locally, because that was one of the concerns from what I heard from union members.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Members and other local officials was, okay, great, you're gonna invest, you're gonna have these jobs. Are these jobs for local folks, or are these jobs that require skills that people currently don't have. Therefore, you're going to be importing people into the region. In one regard, it's great. You're importing people in the region. Yeah, the population goes up. The flip side is people that have been marginally employed for years don't get a chance to take advantage of these opportunities. The fact that we're talking about what you just said, shifting from one project to another, and then being able to infuse local people with to be able to get new skills and have new jobs for years on end, that's where the win for Western Pennsylvania comes to play.
And let's not forget Homer City, not too far in Indiana County, with over $1 billion of construction work that's anticipated. The artificial intelligence community that is blowing up here, thanks to CMU, Pitt, Duquesne, all the schools here. I mean, we have this incredible reputation now worldwide. There are a lot of positive things happening, and I think the fact that this deal is going to go through, apparently, is maybe the last of the big, and yet I'm told that there are more big projects coming.
And that's why it's so important, Larry, for us to really be able to focus on, can we retain young talent? Can we prepare young talent? The thing that we've always had in Western Pennsylvania is, we've prepared people between the ages of 13 and 22 to be great, and then they leave and they never come back. And that's what we've seen over the last 40 to 50 years. Projects like what was announced on Friday, the other projects you just referenced, we have to, as a community, private sector, public sector, find ways to take those 13 to 22-year-olds and say, you need to stay. And if you're coming in from out of state and you're going to CMU, Pitt, Westminster, you know, Penn West, we have all kinds of really quality universities all throughout southwestern Pennsylvania. We need to get much more of those graduates to stay here, buy a house, find a girl, find a boy, put down roots, and have opportunities here. These type of things from Friday are opportunities to remind us all, okay, we need to get on our game proactively to retain talent, to take advantage of the opportunities you just talked about.
That said, if you do it, and it's hard to separate politics, everybody wants to take credit for it, but it was a collective effort at the end of the day along the way. But it was an opportunity to, you know, have everybody in that room that had a stake in this be present and just for a moment enjoy the fact that this is happening. And not to mention the $5,000 bonus promised.
Yeah, for each I saw one. That.
that takes the edge off of you getting a $5,000 check you weren't necessarily anticipating in the midst of summer. So
everybody's going to take credit for it. You remember the quote,
yes.
Success has a thousand fathers and failure is an orphan. And ideally, we'd much rather 5 years from now there be 1,000 fathers around here than wondering what went wrong.
And I got to give Vice Chairman Mr. Morey.
He was persistent.
Nippon Steel. This man was driven. And when all looked lost, he continued to fight for this deal to happen. And it's finally here. And I most importantly feel good for the people of the Mon Valley and our region. That's who's the winner here. What's that other saying about, if nobody needs to claim credit, it's amazing what you can get done.
Exactly. That is very true as well.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, and every Monday in this hour, Lenny McAllister, our resident political analyst. And congratulations, Lenny, to Pittsburgh Odyssey's champion for the month of May, our own producer, Aaron Ferragonio.
Congratulations, Erin.
Erin awarded for her focus on community creativity, curiosity, and courage. Wow, Erin.
Thank you, guys.
And this comes with, I don't know, do you get a bonus parking spot here?
Or? She gets an obligation to bring in donuts for you at some point in time throughout the rest of this week. That's what it is.
It's wow. Too early when we come in to get donuts.
Lenny, if we ate a donut at 5:30, can you imagine?
No.
You imagine?
The energy bouncing off the walls?
Right, and then the severe crash that would take place.
But that would happen at 10:15. That's Marty's show. You wouldn't have to worry about that.
That's fair. Larry'd be safe. We'd be fine.
Aaron, sincerely, though, this is a big deal here. I mean, we have We have five radio stations. We have a lot of our colleagues, and for you to get this award for the month of May is significant. So enjoy. It comes with some type of bonus, too. Might not be 5,000 like the steelworkers are going to get. But
No, I am excited and very appreciative. So thank you, fellas.
As a token of our appreciation, we'd like you to come back tomorrow.
Perfect. I'll be here.
All right. So we work our way through this steel deal. Okay. Now it's the big budget. The big, beautiful budget.
Well, let's before we go there, because it's all tied together, here's the bridge to that, right? What about the tariffs announcement that happened on Friday? So it's like, hey, we have this really great thing we're announcing. And by the way, we may put something on this that might help steelworkers, might hurt the economy, which would hurt steelworkers because the products that steel goes into and the manufacturing of those products, their industries may go down. So it's, you know, one, we'd like to see if this goes through. And we didn't touch upon this. The acronym that's been floating around Wall Street for the last couple of weeks, TACO. Do you know what TACO means?
Yes.
If TACO happens, which for those of you out there, it's Wall Street's cynical way of saying Trump always chickens out when it comes to the tariffs. If that happens and this deal comes through and the tariffs are not as high as 50%, then the deal has a chance to work out well for steelworkers here in Western Pennsylvania and the economy. If it's a 50% tariff on steel, then maybe it works for USX, but it's not as good for the rest of the economy when it comes to using steel in their industries, which then does go to the big, beautiful bill and the economy moving forward.
It does increase the debt, though, which may surprise a lot of people. If your move is and your desire to become more fiscally responsible and you've had this DOGE unit led by Elon Musk to find and cut waste, I think everybody's for cutting true waste, of which there is a lot. But this bill apparently has a big number when it comes to increasing the national debt.
It does. And that's where the confusion of messaging has always been, Larry. It's always been, we've heard that the DOGE cuts were going to pay for the tax cuts, but also they were going to pay for the deficit. Can't do both. We've heard this about the tariffs. As I just brought up tariffs. Same thing. Hey, we're going to do these tariffs because it's going to bring us a lot of money and it's going to make us more prosperous. It's also going to pay down the national debt, but it's also going to pay for the tax cuts and it's going to make that neutral. Okay, well, that's not paying down the debt. Here's the same thing with this bill. Okay, we're making cuts, proposed cuts to Medicaid and Medicare, other proposed cuts, including to SNAP program, the SNAP program. But then at the same exact time on the back end, when you see the price tag, it's like, well, it's not helping the deficit. It's expanding the deficit. And back tied to Nippon Steel, we just heard from Japan just a couple of weeks ago floating the idea of, you're not dealing with your debt. You're doing all these tariffs. Maybe we should deal with the bond market and all this debt that we carry of American debt to kind of put a lever on things overall. So this is all tied together in regards to, okay, we want to have a good budget, but what are we doing with the deficit? Because that's still a problem that's been out there for decades that has been focused on from time to time and then ignored, depending on who controls Capitol Hill. And again, Larry, we've seen this. When the Democrats controlled all three and the Republicans controlled all three, nobody went after the deficit at that time. It's something that seems to come up when it's split government to blame one to blame the other on.
That said, Lenny, okay, what can we anticipate this week? There is a talk that the president may have a conversation with the president of China.
Yep.
There is seems to be a lot of acrimony that's been building along the way, above and beyond just the tariffs. China's asking us to tone down the rhetoric with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and what he said over the weekend. And they're saying, you guys need to dial this down. So maybe there'll be some kind of movement with China this week.
If they can get them on the horn. And that's been part of the problem. And look, the bottom line is the Chinese have not made Xi Jinping that available to Donald Trump for the reason of leverage on their own end. And people forget, Taiwan's sitting right there. You know, they have the ultimate card because if they apply more pressure to Taiwan, You have a whole series of dominoes that starts to fall in Asia with Japan. And let's not forget, Russia's sitting right there. And the Chinese-Russian relationship has been getting tighter, as just primarily, not because they necessarily like each other all that much, but because they're going to be a counterweight to the Americans. That's something we need to be focused on and paying attention to in the days ahead.
That said, not only can you listen to KDK Radio, you can watch our live stream. And many of our guests are on the live stream. Go to kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. So, Lenny McAllister, what's your work week look like?
Education. Looks like watching public policy. I mean, the wonderful thing and the challenging thing about June is generally that's when state budgets get resolved. So I think all of our eyes as Pennsylvanians needs to start being cast upon Harrisburg to see how negotiations will go there. It's a lot easier to look at Washington because it's a little bit more entertaining and it's a little bit more homogenous because we're all Americans. But this month is usually when all the budget fights happen out of state capitals, and people forget how much of a percentage education funding is in state budget. It's at least one third all the time.
And it's the number one line item.
Yes. So when people look at that, it's public schools, it's scholarship programs, it's how money will be adjudicated, it's how money will go to charter schools. And there are fights among that, negotiations among that. And when we don't pay attention and when it's done wrong, kids get squeezed for the sake of adults. That's what I'll be looking at starting, you know, today as the result of it being June 2nd.
Part of the problem is there are so many gray areas when it comes to the funding we can expect from the federal government. And it's hard to plan if you don't know what you're going to get.
It's that, but it's also the funding goes to, okay, we're not just talking about what's going into the classroom, Larry. We're talking about what's going into pensions. What's going into professional development? What can we allot towards capital needs versus hiring teachers? We're just getting through the ESSER money for COVID. That money's starting to go back to D.C. now. So now there are gaps in a lot of school districts' budgets because they were leaning on that money for the last couple of years. They don't have it anymore. So now there's more of a need. Hey, Harrisburg, we have a shortage now. Some districts planned well for it. Some didn't. All those things are going to start hitting the headlines and coming to light in June.
We shall see. Lenny, have a great week. When are your kids out of school?
They're out Thursday and Friday, so that the fun begins.
Here we go. Lenny McAllister, check him out. Sundays, too, 2 to 5.
Yes, sir.
And various times throughout the schedule of a week.
Indeed.
You may hear Lenny pop up. Appreciate it, Lenny.
Thank you, as always. God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.